平安。
我们今天
分
享的主题是生命奥秘。
I want to share with you the topic, the mystery of life.
因为是这样的一个主题，所以在进入这个本文之前呢，我要跟诸位先说明呢三点。
I want to tell you three points before you go into this topic.
第一点呢，我也想跟诸位说这个奥秘，奥秘
，What is mystery？
在圣经里面，本来这个奥秘是一个字。
In the Bible, mystery is one word。
可是我们呢，如果用中文的意思来看，它就不是一个字。
But if you look into Chinese, they are actually two characters。
它是两个字。
Two characters。
一个是奥。
What is?
那个是命。
What is mystery and what is mystery?
诸位如果去读这个生命记啊，就知道。
If you read in the book of Deuteronomy, you come to realize.
在二章二十九节，这里讲得很清楚，隐秘的事是属于耶和华的，那么这个只有显明的事才是属于啊。
They say the hidden thing belongs to the law of God, but the revealed thing belongs to us and our children.
所以奥秘是两个字。
That's that two parts of the mystery.
但是呢，这个是在旧约时代。
That is in the Old Testament.
那么到了新约时代，这个两个字啊，又变成一个字。
When you come to the New Testament, you realize that mystery becomes one word again in the New Testament.
所以诸位如果去读以弗所书，
if you look at the book of Ephesians,
这就非常清楚
了。It becomes clear to us.
以弗所书三章第四节，
in the book Ephesians chapter 3,
这奥秘在以前的时代没有叫人知道。
The mystery was not revealed to the generation past.
这个是刚才我们读过的前面的经文，
你倒是不知道明白。
但是现在后面啊，他说了，像如今记着圣灵启示他的圣使徒和先知一样，又使众人都明白，这历代以来隐藏在那万国之神里面的这个奥秘啊，是如何安排的。
Now through the apostle, God revealed this hidden thing.To his disciples, the apostles.
所以这就真相大白了。
Now we can come to see the truth.
因此呢，我们就有资格，也有责任，在现代的教会里面把奥秘讲出来。
Now it becomes our responsibility to explain what this mystery is.
这就让我们今天要有的这个主题。生命的奥秘。
I want to explore this mystery of life.
那么第二点，我要向诸位要说明。
The second point I want to point out first.
我想诸位啊，都听到过这句话，也唱过诗唱这一句话，也自己讲过这句话。这句话是什么呢？就是有主就有了一切。
Now, I think you are all familiar, obviously saying that with God we have everything.
我想这是大家非常熟悉的一句话。
I think these are a phrase that all you are familiar with.
我们有时候聚会的时候祷告也常常用这句话。
This is how we all often pray.
这句话有没有错呢？
Is there something anything wrong in this phrase?
当然没有错。
Of course, this is correct.
虽然圣经里面没有这句话。
Even though this verse is actually not found in the Bible.
就是一个字一个字的这样的一句话。
Not word by word in the Bible.
但是我们都知道这是绝对对的。
But we know this is accurate.
为什么？因为我们万民的主，所有一切都是属于他的。
Because with the Almighty God, everything belongs to Him.
所以，假如我们有了主的话，当然就有了一切。
That's why with God, having God, we have everything.
但是，我要很非常诚恳的提醒诸位。
But I want to seriously remind everyone.
这句话不是像我们那样讲。
But this word is actually not so simple.
因为圣经里面讲的非常清楚的。我们有主是不错的。
Bible did teach us that with God we would have all the things we need.
那么，但是也讲， 受主
受
受主与让我们与让主干
啊 we belong to God
对不对都主也都做过吧那么好了有主受主有什么不同呢
What is the difference between have God and belong to God?
有什么不同
What's the difference between having God and belong to God?
我就是今天要跟诸位特别提醒的大不同
I want to tell you this, a great difference
假如我们心里这是有主
If you have God in your heart
而我们这个人并不是受主
You may not necessarily belong to Him
这个不是圣经的教育
This is not what the Bible teaches us.
所以我说前面的话虽然是对的
It might be true that you can have God.
后面的话是更对的
Even more true that you might not necessarily belong to Him.
而且我要告诉诸位虽然是先有主啊后有主啊
We must first have God and then to belong to Him.
这是不错的
This is
这是圣经的教导，也是圣经安排的规则。
This is the biblical teaching, and this is the what is required in the Bible.
先有主，然后才能受主。
You must have God in order to belong to Him.
可是不要忘记
，But you must remember,
要能够受主，才能够真正有主。
For you must be belong to God first.
如果我
Oh my God
如果我们不是真正受主啊我们这个有主啊就不是真的
If you did not belong to God whatever you did not necessarily have God
至少不是真正的
At least you did not truly have God
为什么呢我要告诉诸位
I want to point out a difference
我们说有主
When we have God,
就是有神、有主、有灵。
With that means we have God, we have Holy Spirit.
这个是主神赐给我们的身份。
Having the Holy Spirit is the status that God gave us.
但是呢，受主啊，就不是啊这个身份了。受主是什么呢？受主是我们跟主神、主灵的关系。
But belong to God is not merely a status. To belong to God is actually a relationship with Him.
这个很重要。
This difference is very important.
有身份
When you have a status,
没有关系
Without a relationship.
诸位想想，这样的身份有什么意义呢？
What's the meaning of merely have a status?
用普通的话来讲一讲，是更有意义。
Devices in a very common way.
我们有父亲
We can all have fathers.
可是我父亲呢，也承认我是他的儿子。
My father can announce me as his son.
可是呢，我们两个人没有关系。
But maybe we two have no relation.
他从来不管我。
He never mind care for me.
我也从来不管他。
Nor do I care for him.
诸位想想看，这个有。是真有啊，还是假有啊
？Do you really have a father？
所以受主比有主更重要。
So belong to God is even more important than having God。
这是我要跟诸位我们强调的。
I want to emphasize this point first。
在我们分享这个生命的奥秘之前
，As we share this mystery of life。
在第三点呢，我要跟诸位啊。分享的是生与死。
The third point I want to share with you is the difference between life and death.
我们不是例子。
好的。
我们不是说我生命吗？生命就谈到生命就有生与死了。
When we talk about life, we talk about living and we talk about dying.
好，那么生与死在圣经里面的讲法。跟我们在日常生活里面所遇到的那个生与死是不一样的。
The idea of living and dying is very different in the Bible than what we generally
或者可以说，世人对于生与死的观念、看法、认识是不完全的。
The Bible biblical idea of life and death is very different from what we conceived before.
这有在圣经里面所讲的，那才是完全的。
In fact, only the biblical teaching of like this is a complete description.
那么圣经里面所讲的这个生与死啊，我们可以说，因为这个老实讲，对不起，这个翻译是很困难。因为他如果要翻译的话，他可能只用一个字，我一讲了就变成两个字。那么这个生命跟生活，老实讲，没有什么差别吗？差别很大。
Life and living are very different.
那么我们要说，就是这个，第一啊，是命，生命的命跟这个活，就生活的活，这个关系啊，我们要必须要说清楚。那么就是怎么样呢？就是这个字啊，老师讲的圣经里面是一字之差。那么但是啊，实际上这个真正的这个命跟活不是一回事，有命不一定活。
I want you,
有活的也不一定有命。
I want you to tell you, having life and living are two different ideas.
我讲，
Yeah, you might have life, but you may not be living.
我讲到这里，你们一定觉得这你讲的太糊涂了。但是我讲完了，你就清楚。
It might sound complicated now, but it will become clear to you later on.
那么我所以刚才讲命跟活不是一样的，是命是命，活是活吗？现在我还要告诉诸位啊，生与死啊也不一样的，生跟死不一样，大家都知道了。但是这个是啊，这个生死之别，可是前面的那个不一样的，是现实的。后面的不一样是圣经的道理。
就是 life and living may not be the same thing. Death and dying and separate from life are also different.
我刚才不是说吗？这个圣经里面讲的才清楚。什么圣经里面讲的很清楚呢？下面诸位就清楚了。
I want to explain to you what Bible teach us about this idea.
圣经里面讲的这个生与死，它是信而受主的，信而受主。这些人呢，他是怎么样的？他是啊，这个将来有一个机会啊，是可以睡的。
In the Bible, for those who believe and belong to God, there's an idea of falling asleep in the Bible.
但是也有人不需要睡啊，就这机会停的。
And they are all in the Bible. There are people who never going to fall asleep or die in the Bible.
所以对于这样的人来说啊，他是什么呢？他是啊。
For people who believe and belong to God, they actually, the Bible teach about, they're going to believe three times.
睡一次。
They're going to fall asleep one time.
永远不死。
And they will never see death.
而且呢，末日将要首先被提。
And for those who believe and belong to God, they also will be raised on the last day.
但是呢，第二种人呢是心而未遂的。
There are people who believe and will not fall asleep.
这种人呢，他是什么？他是活两次，永远不死。
For the believer who live on the last day but never see death, they will live actually twice.
这个比前面那个就更好了。
They should be more fortunate than the first group.
但是呢，还有一种人呢，那就更坏，就最坏的了。那么是什么呢？就是不信的人呢，他是死三次，不是死一次。
Actually, biblically, for those who did not believe, they actually have to experience three deaths.
所以我们去传经了，传道了，你要告诉他，你是愿意死一次啊，还是永远不死呢？还是死？
That's why as we share the message of the gospel, maybe you want to explain to them about these three days. 不必说你能够读了的信，再那个再讲一次吧。People who believe and never see death.
对，信的人因为他没有睡，没有睡呀，他一直活在世上。那么等到主耶稣也再来的时候，他就被提了。对不对？他被提了以后，他就信而未遂的人，他什么？他就是永远不死。
In the Bible, there is a group of people in the end of time, because Jesus for second coming, they will never see death. For those, they will actually live twice.
not live twice， 他是永远不死。
哦，那没有答案，
没有答案。所以这个多好，是吧？但是不信的人多差，他要死三次。
For those who never believe, believe that actually there are three days。
为什么三次呢
？Why three days？
啊，我跟你讲，他进入这个世界的时候，进到这个世界的时候
，When he was born，
他已经是死了。
He's actually already dead。
他以为他是活人，其实他是临死。
When he born as an unbeliever，
他的临死死
，his spirit was dead。
啊，所以这已经死一次了。
That is the first death。
那么等到他离开这个世界的时候，他又死一次了。这个大家都看到了，每个人都晓得。
When he did this word， his body died。That's the second time。
可是当他被提以后受审判的时候，还要得到一个永死。
But in the final day of judgment, again the soul will experience death.
这不是死三次吗？
That is the third time he died.
他还要睡一次。
He going to fall asleep one time.
因为假如主耶稣再来之前他已经就离开这个世界的话，他还要睡一次。
Because before Christ,
可是不让他死哦。
He will fall asleep, but his soul is still there.
他的离世的时候，他的魂还是活的。
Even though his body died, the soul fall asleep.
对，那么最后呢，他还要活一次。活一次是干什么呢？活一次就是要到天上去，这个受审判。
Finally, the soul will be revived to face final judgment.
所以我们对这个生死的观念要把它看得这样清楚。
As we look at this, the idea of life and death in the Bible, this is what Bible teaches us.
所以我们要把它看得很清楚，怎么样呢？我再把它分成四个阶段。
Maybe I want to separate this into four different stages.
第一个阶段呢，它是出生。
First,
来到这个世界，来到这个世界。
We will
出生人死。
The third that we come into the world.
受神的人有灵魂体，不受神的人有这一魂根体。
Those who can be belong to God, they come with spirit, soul, and the body.
那么这种人，这所有的人呢，那么到第二个阶段呢，就是都有肉体。
We all come with a living body.
或者这个肉体在离开这个世界的时候
，When the body dies,
灵魂是不灭的。
The soul continues to live on.
或者是睡在乐园。
The soul might be Bible said they fall asleep into the paradise.
或者是睡在地狱。
Or they going to be assigned to the Hades.
那第三个阶段呢，就是人人都要复活。
And final stage is that everybody will be resurrected.
不但要复活，而且被提。
Some will be resurrected and some will experience rapture.
虽然有先后。
So there is an order to the final time.
而且被提以后一定有交账的审判。
After the rapture, there is a time of accounting and judgment.
信的人交账，不信的人是什么？
Those who believe will be account their life to God, and those who are unbeliever will be taking judgment.
到了第四个阶段，
the fourth stage
才是进了永世。
And we go into eternal life.
这个永世呢，就分得很清楚，一种人是永生，一种人是永死。
There's the eternal life and then the eternal death.
所以呢，我们懂得这样的一个生死的这个非常清楚的安排啊，我们对于生命的奥秘啊，就要更加的重视。
As you become understand and realize the God.A biblical teaching of life and death, you will begin to understand the mystery of life.
这就是因为我在这个跟诸位分享那个生命的奥秘之前，要把它说清楚。
This is something we must become clear first before we can.
所以我们现在呢，就进了我们的主题了。
Let's go into that topic, the mystery of life.
那么我们现在讲的是生命，这个生命当然包括我们。世俗的生命也包括我们属灵的生命。
This life, including our soul and our spirit,
就是包括我们在这个世界上一般的生命，也包括我们在主里面那个属灵的生命。
Life, including our physical life and also the spiritual life that we have in God.
但是呢，关于属灵的生命，我们下一次还会更详细地讲。
I want to maybe explore the spiritual life next session.
这一次的是听到。好，那我们现在就说，那么诸位这个纸上面有这个，因为电脑的关系没有把它分得很清楚，不过诸位可以看得出来。
In the bulletin, you can see my notes.
第一个是讲的就是神造人有序。
There's the order in God's creation.
什么序？
What are the orders in God's creation?
就先后的次序嘛。
There's the first and the second.
神造人不是一下子造出来。
God did not create everything at one time.
它有个先后的次序。
There's the order to God's creation.
我们都知道这个次序啊，非常清楚，它是先造人的体。
God, Bible talk about creation of the body.
那么这个人有了体以后啊，那么就有了魂。
After the creation of the body, there's the creation of the soul.
然后神一吹气啊，就有了灵。
And then God breathed the breath of life into the person to have the spirit.
这个诸位都创世纪都过了。
These are in the book of Genesis.
对。那么造体啊，它是用地上的泥土。
The creation of the body is by the dust of the earth.
这种造出来的体啊，它是无气之体。
This is a
没有气。
This is a soulless body.
为什么呢？因为气还没有吹进去。
Because there's no soul in the body.
那么所以啊，这种人叫什么呢？这种人是人性之人。
This is
人性。那么什么是人性？就是我们的 nature,
human nature,
就是人性。我们都知道
的 body。
我们讲人性，中文大家一听就懂了。那么这种人最有人性。
These are a man of human nature.
他缺少什么呢？
What does he lack?
他当然缺少人性。
He lacks rationality.
这个体他没有思想，没有行为，没有意志。
With the body, there's no mind, no will.
他更没有人性。
There's no spirit.
因为气还没有来。
Because God did not create.
所以啊，用神用地上的尘土造出来的这个人是无气之体啊，是完全最有人性，而且这个人性啊，最大的特征呢、就是自私，什么都为我。
So God created the body from the dust of the earth, and the one characteristic of that body is selfish or caring for self.
从这个人性去看呢、就是不外乎饮食男女。
That's why the body
has lust,
desires.
神当然不满意这样的。
God, this is not God, the creation of God's desire.
所以第二步啊，他就造魂了。
That's why God put in the body a soul.
造魂以后呢，就使得这个人有了虚气，从无气之人变成有虚气的人。
So man become a living thing.
他有心思，有意志，有情感。
Man has will and man has mind.
这种人呢是理性。
This person is rational.
这理性呢，他是不是完全自私？可是呢，他是要表现他的能力。
He has the It's not completely body, but it has the ability to show forth this ability.
有一句中国很常用的术语啊，就是强词夺理。
Someone is saying that I'm always right.
Yeah, 也可以这样说，强词夺理就是要表现他的理性。
Always show that he is the right reason.
理性不是不好啊，我们后面会说的。
Reason is not that.
但是还不够。
But that's not.Everyone.
还要造灵，所以神要吹气到人身上造灵。
That's why finally God breathed into him the spirit.
那么造灵呢，就使得这个人呢成为有灵之活人。
So that
we 都是这个创世纪。
So that man become a living spirit.
这个灵性呢，就是我们圣经里所讲的圣。我们不是说我们是圣徒吗？我们所以是圣徒，就是因为有那个圣。那这个灵性的人，他因为有那个圣，所以他就是圣徒。
Spiritual part of man is the part that has the potential to be holy.
好，人性是很差的，理性是不全的。 灵性才是完全的。
That's why the, all the flesh is really very、low grade, and with the rationality is the higher, but our noble part is our spirit.
那么讲到理性呢？
When it comes to our rationality,
我想呢，诸位都知道，我们在这个世界上看到很多不理性的事情，我们就会说这个人没有理性，对不对？
Very often when we see things that is not rational, we say this is an unreasonable person.
其实他不是没有理性。
Not because he is not reasonable.
他也晓得他是错的。
He knows he is wrong.
但是他非这样做不可。
But he has to do it his way.
为什么？
Why?
因为他的人性发展得太快了。
Because he is dominated by his、human nature.
他的理性不能够来机制他的人性。
His rationality cannot influence his、human nature.
那么我们也看到在教会里面有很多弟兄姐妹，他好像进来以后啊，还是跟着世界上一样的生活，一样的言语，一样的态度。
That's why very often we see a lot of people who come to church, their behavior is no different from people who are outside.
为什么？
Why is that?
因为他的灵性啊，没有能够去抑制他的灵性。
Because for those, their spirit have no influence or no control over their rationality.
所以加拉太书啊，他特别告诉我们，圣灵所结的果子。
That's why one of the fruit of the spirit is self-control.
Yeah, 就最后这个经文，这个非常重要。
One of the fruit of the spirit is self-control.
那么我还随便插一句啊，这个。题外的话，现在大家吃饭呢，都觉得有问题，这样不能吃，那样不能吃。
Very often we are very picky with our food.
这就是因为人性跟灵性之间的争执。
That shows a conflict between our body and our mind.
如果你要从灵性的这个角度来出发
，from the rationality point of view，
很简单
，it's very simple。
神所造的东西都可以吃。
Everything God created is good to eat.
哎，这个，但是不是神造的东西啊，最好都不要吃。
Actually, the thing that was not created by God may not be good to eat.
可是我想很少有人能够做得到这一点。
But very few of us can avoid.
那就是因为我们还有人性，还有灵性。
Because our human nature and our rationality coexist within us.
所以呢，我们可以说。对于一个圣徒
，for a saint or the children of God，
人性是没有办法完全不要。
There is nothing we can avoid, get rid of our human nature.
如果完全不要的话，我父母都不认了。
We get rid of our human nature, we are not from our parents.
可是呢，一定要受人性的克制。
But that human nature must be controlled by rationality, the reason.
人性呢，也不可少。
But even essential as the rationality is,
可是呢，要说灵性的基础
，rationality, our reason is not must be come under the control of our spirit.
这就是加拉太书五章二十二节、二十三节非常重要的点。
This is what is taught in the book of Galatians.
那更重要的是灵性不可缺。
The most important part is the spiritual part of man.
那怎么样才能有灵性呢？
How do we
神吹气就有灵了
？The God breathes the breath of life into our nostrils, and we become spirit.
那么现在，这个虽然这个亚当这个是犯罪啊，临死了，那么后来的人呢，因为信主的耶稣啊，那么所以啊，他灵就活了。
As Adam comes to rebel against God, his spirit died. And for those who believe, God revived our spirit.
可是这个灵性呢，是干活的灵性，不是一个刚刚活出来的灵性，而不是一个生长的灵性。
This is a newborn spirit, is not a mature spirit.
因为不是一个生长的灵性呢，所以啊，它跟这个灵性跟人性是放在一起。
That's why the spirit is still coexists within rationality.
刚才不是讲基础。如果灵性成长到一个程度啊，这个灵性就慢慢就受灵性的支持，那这个灵性呢、啊，就受了灵性的支持了、啊，才慢慢就可以去管、克制那个人性了、啊，所以这个人呢、啊，就变成什么呢？ 就变成了真正的有灵的活人。
That's why as your spirit become mature, your spirit will begin to control, influence your rationality.
这个有灵的活人跟那个创世纪里面所讲的那个有灵的活人是不一样的。
So then you become a spiritual being.
本来是可以一样的。
Not just a living being, but
但是因为经过一个很长的时间，人性的堕落，灵性的这个发展，那么使得这个我们这些信主以后处有灵性的人呢，就不能够有那个原始的完全的灵性，必须要让它生长。
But because of the fallen human nature, we must mature our spirit for it to have influence or control over our body.
讲了半天呢，诸位也许觉得何必讲这些呢？
So what are we talking about?
重要就在这里。
The important point.
我的灵性如果不成长、不生长、不发展，我这个灵性呢，虽然是有，但是啊，不是像刚才说，有是有了，但是不熟。
Unless your spirit become mature, otherwise ineffective.
你不熟这个灵性，你有灵性，但是你这个灵性没有生长，你做言语、态度、行为，你的心思、意念、情感都不熟。我们刚才不是讲有跟熟不一样吗？要熟了才有用嘛。所以你不熟这个灵性的，你的心思、意念、情感、言语、态度、行为，还是说那个灵性的，说那个灵性的。
Even though you might have,
听清楚了
吧？ You might have the spirit, but because you don't belong to the spirit. You have no influence on your rationality part.
所以从这里我们就可以看出来，我们这个圣徒啊，这个受灵的这个生命。
For those who have received the spirit,
不是我自己有。
Not we have.
是主神有，主跟神有。
Spirit of come from God.
我们要。顺从这个灵性的发展呢，我们就要不但是承认了这个性呢，这个灵性呢是从神赐给我。
We must first acknowledge that indeed the spirit come from God。
千万不要忘记啊，能够有这样的灵性呢，不是容易得来。
It is not an easy thing that we can again possess that spirit。
主已经知道，这是主耶稣的十字架上有了宝血，所以我们才会有。
This is indeed a great price that has been exchanged for God by Jesus.
现在我们看到第二段呢，
就是说这个
神造人呢，不但有虚，而且呢还有刚。这个刚啊，就是他的这个大纲，就是他的这个他的这个安排。
那个principle not only order in God's creation of man.
这也是上世纪讲得很清楚，他是人造这个人的，他有样子，有形象。
God said that he created a man with his likeness and in his image.
好，这个形象跟样式在这个圣经里面有时候把它并在一起用，但事实上它是分开的。为什么是分开的呢？因为形象是外显，人家看到我这个人是个什么样的人，这是我的形象。但是这个样式呢是内蕴在里面的，你看不到。可是啊，当我的形象发出来的时候，你就可以从我的形象来看我的内蕴，看我的样式。这个人呢，他的行为啊、言语啊、态度行为，就显示他的心思意念情感。
The idea of the image and likeness are very different in the Bible. The image is of the exterior, and likeness is something.
所以圣经里面讲到这一点的时候，虽然不是弄得很清楚啊，可是啊，圣经特别强调要先意形象跟这个样式。形象是什么？形象是公义，神是公义，所以他要照我们也像他一样，是公义的人。那么样式是我们的这个圣经，就是里面的内蕴的这个圣经。
These are very subtle differences in the Bible. For the image covers us to be righteous, and our likeness covers us to be holy.
所以啊，一个是内修，一个是外修。
One is of the internal being, the other one is our exterior being.
这就是神要把一个人造成这样。
That's the purpose of God in His creation.
但是我们读圣经的时候，有时候我们会说我们读了很多了，但是还没读出来。的确是因为这个先讲这个公义，这个义。
Very often we read the Bible, we have a hard time understanding these ideas. First, I want to talk about righteousness.
这个 righteousness, 这世人也讲，我们世界上也不是很多人讲是这个人很有义。
Very often we talk about that person is very righteous.
不错，这个义是很正直正当的。可是我要告诉诸位，这个义啊，至少有五种。
There are, in the Bible, there are five ideas, five aspects of the righteousness.
第一种啊是什么意义？第一种啊是法义，法律的法。
One is to obeying the law。
哎呀，这法义是什么意思？一个正直的人，他做的行为是正直的。为什么他正直的？因为法律不准许他违反这件事情，所以他照着法律做。
One thing you can say someone is righteous because he did not break the law, he obeyed the law.
不是发自于他的内心，而是因为法律管制他非这样做不可。我们讲世界上有很多这样的规矩，对不对？所以这种义啊叫法义。
This kind of righteousness is not because he wants to do it, but because he doesn't want to break the law.
那么第二种义呢，叫做信义。
The other second kind of righteousness.
这就是离开了这个法律，那就是什么呢？那就是他的理性。他信义的，我跟人家有承诺，所以呢，现在他事情发生了，就是说我为一个人讲，你如果这个是经商失败了，我会帮你还钱。
The other kind of righteous level is that people who want to keep their word, he want to be righteous.
这不是义吗？
This is also a kind of righteousness.
但这种义就是信义，因为我已经答应他了，所以我必须要做。
Is righteous in which somebody wants to do it himself.
那第三种义是什么？是正义，正确的正。这个正义你要怎么办？我也不知道。那么这个正义是什么意思？我讲你们就懂。那什么是正义？在路上你看到了这个游人呐、啊，那么这个是。穷，我们要接近他。
That's the kind of righteousness. When you see somebody suffering, you want to help.
因为你愿意，那么让这个社会公平。
Because you want to see the world become better.
所以这个就是正义。
This is also a level of righteousness.
但是呢，还有一种义是仁义，仁呢，这个仁在中文呢是相当大的一个字，洋文翻不出来。这个人是什么？人呢，就是什么？就是这个说中文的意思是，人是泛爱人，泛呢是用这个三点水那个泛泛事情，这个泛泛的
泛滥，
泛滥的那个泛呢，泛爱人就是什么人，这不管他是好人坏人，我都爱，这不是泛爱吗？这就是仁义了。
There is another kind of righteousness involving selfless.
前面我们所讲的都还有原因，这个就没有不需要有原因。
The other level of righteousness, you are here for self, but this level of righteousness, you do it not for yourself.
可是我告诉诸位啊，所有这些啊，还抵不上我们圣经里面所讲的义。
But these cannot reach the level of righteousness God requires of us.
圣经所讲的义是什么义？
The righteousness God requires.
公义。公义，
公 just almost like justice。
这个公义不是我们前面所讲
的。This is way above what we have talked about before。
所以罗马书虽然对这个义啊有一点说明，但是、没有像我今天告诉诸位这样的完全。那么，如果我们要想说我是神所说的一个义人
，If we want to be say we are righteous before God。
就是要公义。
We must be righteous in the terms of injustice.
法律也好，信义也好，正义也好，仁义也好，都不坏，但是啊，不是公义。
All these different levels of righteousness are not enough before God.
所以我们才会看到一个江洋大盗，关了很多年以后，巨人呢，因为他信主啊，就得救了。
That's why we can see that the example of the robber on the cross, even though he's been wrong so much, he can become righteous.
因信称义是这样的。
That is the righteous, righteousness, that's my faith.
那么这个是义，这是讲的，这个是外显的。讲到这个样子也是一样，这个样子是可以讲不大容易看得见的。一个人言语态度行为看起来是好，可是心里面想的是坏的，可以吗？
The other thing is the likeness of God. That is something that's internal. It's something that we cannot see.
在我们今天这个社会已经太多这种情况。
This is something that we really cannot tell in our society.
最简单的一件事情就是你可以看到修桥补路啊，那么这个是都是为了竞选投票。
You can very often see people contribute and do good because they want to get your vote.
所以呢，神的义跟神的圣，一个是公义，一个是圣洁，这个洁比那个圣还要清楚。
That's why the holiness and the righteousness of God is very different.
Holiness 也是圣，也是洁，看不出来。但是呢，你要想到中文的这个意思，你就晓得这个圣如果没有洁的话，这个圣有问题。
That's why the holiness in the Bible is very hard to describe.
怎么样才能够达到这样的境地呢？
How do we reach that holiness that God requires?
靠神，不
是靠
我。
Depend on His glory.
靠我做不到这样。
Because it's something that we cannot do ourselves.
但是神清楚地告诉我们，你会做到这样。
But God tells us, you must be holy.
他怎么会做到这样？
How can we be holy?
主耶稣啊，他带来了真理和恩典。
The Jesus Christ come with grace and truth.
他用真理使我们成圣。约翰福音讲得清楚。
It is through the truth that we become holy.
他用他的恩典使我们成义。
Because of His grace, because His grace that we can become righteous.
所以我们要成。圣经里面去追求。
This study from the Bible's point of view.
这个是我们后面要谈的。
This something I want to talk about.
那我们现在进到第三呢？
This is the third part.
神造人呢？
God created man.
有责，有法则。
There is a certain principle in God's creation.
这个法则，那么这个很清楚了。那么就刚才说的这个真理的问题。
God wants us to be righteous and God wants us to be holy.
但是我们看了，神可不是那么简单的。
But these are not very simple ideas.
神开始啊，他是先创造。
God created.
他创造的时候啊，那么本来都已经一切都是好的，可是人犯罪。
God created everything good, but then the world, there's a fall.
然后怎么办？
So what happened?
改造。
And there's a regenerational recreation.
改造啊，改造不成，诸位都知道。你看那个圣经的旧约的历史，用了各种方法来改造，改造都不成，到最后神都不想改造了，所以他不讲话了。
In the Old Testament, you see God implement all kind of ways to make change in human being.
这种啊，在这个创造的时候啊，我们可以说啊，那个是什么？那是始祖，人类的始祖。那么到了这改造的时候，我们可以说、啊。他是用圣名，就是这个圣是假的圣，就跟你加个名字，那个圣名就是旧的。但是后来他不行了，他怎么办？他就要再造。
That's why in the Old Testament, God, you see, God have a chosen people in which He tried to correct and change them.
他怎么造再造
？Afterwards, He began to implement the redemption.
这就是我们现在大家都知道的主耶稣用他的宝血。
That is the redemption that is through the blood of Christ.
因为这样的话呢，就出现了圣经里面所讲的门徒啊、信徒啊都来了。
That's when the idea of disciple and apostle comes.
那么好了，这个再造以后啊，这个人呢，就是我们刚才讲的，他的灵性的并不能够完全的去激制他的灵性，他的灵性当然更不能完全去克制他的灵性。
Even with the redemption, our spirit still cannot control our soul. Our soul has no much influence.
他有灵性
，He has a spirit，
但是他的灵性呢，不能够啊生长，不能够成为啊真正的这个灵性。
The spiritual power of him is not mature enough.
怎么样才能够使得这个人的灵性可以生长呢？
How do we allow our spirit to grow.
神就再来一步啊，叫做新造。
Then God talk about
新旧的新。
That's a new creation.
Yeah, 这圣经里面讲了很多。
These are talk about New Testament.
所以诸位现在就知道那个有跟那个所啊，差别很大的。这个讲到新造啊，他说在基督里的来就是新的。
That's why having God and belong to God are very important ideas. Because Bible teaches us that in God, in Jesus Christ, we are new creation.
对，这个心是什么？这个心是有，有，
对吧？
有心了。我冠上我的名字是新人了。
That's a new creation. That indeed we are a new creation.
但是不是真正的新人？真正的新人要说。就是跟主发生亲密的关系，他开始一步一步的建造，使得我经过真理跟恩典的建造，变成了一个真正的新人。
That new creation must indeed begin to have a relationship with God.
那么怎么养成能使得这个人能够变成真正的新人呢？
How to that new creation become a new person? It's not something that depends on us.
所以圣经他就讲得很清楚。
God, the Bible clearly teaches us.
他说。主耶稣讲了很多的比喻，你们看这个主类福音也好，这个约翰福音也好，他是什么？他是先生根再建造。
Jesus used so many parables in the New Testament try to explain this. That we must be first rooted in Him.
所以不是把这个人翻过来翻成新。
Not that we change the person.
讲得清楚一点，不是把这个旧的房子、啊、改造一下。
Not you just
造成新的
fix up your house，
而是把这个新旧的房子先整个铲掉。
Bible talk about completely demolition，
重新建造一个新的。
To create a new thing，
这个观念呢，我们如果没有的话，我们常常就会说，我慢慢改，慢慢改。
If we don't have that idea， then we begin. That's why we often say I'm going to change gradually。
他不要我们慢慢改。
Bible did not teach about gradual change.
他要我们从根来。
God wants to completely recreate.
所以圣经里面一再讲这个比喻，两种比喻非常清楚，一种就是撒种。
That's why God used the parable like sowing of the seed.
这不重新来吗？
It's the beginning of a new life.
还有一种是什么？葡萄树。
The other one is
诸位都读过的。
The grapevine.
哎。葡萄树的枝子
we must be attached.
你要是真葡萄的那树，那个普通的葡萄树，其他的葡萄树都不要，都砍掉。
The branch must be attached to the vine.
在里面先生根，然后成长。
That's why Bible talk about rooted in Him and we grow.
这就是撒种的两种。
This is all related to the sowing of the seed.
结出来的当然就是好果子。
Then you will begin to bear fruit.
那么好了，在这个情况下，我们就知道了。那么这个圣经呢，它是把这个新造作为了一个非常重要的课题。
That's why become a new creation is something very important. Talking the Bible.
刚才就讲过了，说不单单是有，还要熟。怎么熟呢？
Not only do we have God, but we got to belong to Him.
我告诉诸位，
I want to tell you.
五个步骤。
There are five steps here.
第一个。
First,
进门。
First,
进门。
You enter the door.
哎，这个呢，就是这个，所以说这个因信称义得救了。
That is the process of saved by faith.
哎，这个我们可以说啊。进门的这个就是看起来呀、啊、是像基督。
We enter the door to become like Him, like Christ.
因为这个什么叫进门？浪子回头啊，被人收养了，这就进门了。
The enter the door is just like the prodigal son returning home.
但是他还不让他登堂。
But he cannot go into the house.
因为他太脏太污秽。
Because the prodigal son is very dirty.
要怎么样才能够？前面讲的叫做披戴基督，诸位都读圣经都会这个披戴基督。现在怎么样？现在人是顺服基督。
That's why the Bible talk about we've got to put on Christ and also the idea of submit to Christ.
然后呢，第三步啊，就是日食了，进门登堂日食到里面去了。为什么？因为相亲相爱。这个时候啊，就是更像基督。
After you enter the door and you come into the house.And then you can begin to have a relationship with the Father. Before we begin to be like Christ.
这个建造的过程呢，我们将来还要谈的。
I want to one day go through this process.
那再进一步啊，就是荣获了。主就是我，我就是主。这个保罗在圣经里面讲了多少话？他说我或者就是基督。这个话在人听起来好像就是你像神了吗？不是。他就是他造了这个永恒的时候，基督就是我，我就是基督。
And then finally, Bible talk about union with Christ. That's why Paul talk about to live is Christ.
这个就是刚才我们讲的那个造，最后一造。
That is the final stage of God's
creation. 就是 complete 的造，就是全造。
And then the completion of God's creation for us.
那么我们没时间了。
大概有十分钟。
好。那么正好我们现在要结论。
I want to draw a conclusion.
我想要特别跟诸位说几句关于这个刚才前面所讲的这些。那么圣经里面有几句话是值得我们注意的。
Yeah, a couple of words I want to remind you.
那么圣经里面呀，特别说了一句话，在哥林多后书啊，他说瓦器里面有宝贝。
In the book of Corinthians, talk about treasure in the earthen vessel.
这个诸位都读过
的。You all have read that in the Bible.
这个是非常重要的。
These ideas are very important.
我虽然是瓦器，但是我里面有宝贝。
Even though I'm an earthen vessel, there's a treasure within.
那么另外呢，圣经里面特别提到活水。
Also, Bible talk about the living water.
那这个水呀、可以是死水，也可以是活水。
The water could be living water or could be just stale water.
如果水在我这里是死水啊，那么这个水对你没有意义。
Still water within me has no.
所以呢，他帮助了，要求了，是我们要成为活水的泉源。
Bible talk about the living water, so the living water.
在四福音书里面讲的太多了。
These are all ideas in the gospel.
然后呢，那么这个我也想告诉诸位，就是我们在教会里面一共有六件事天天做。
There are six things in the church that we should do frequently.
读经。
We study the Bible.
默想。
We meditate on God's words.
祷告。
We pray.
我们崇拜。
We worship.
我们侍奉。
We come to serve Him.
我们服侍。
We also serve other people.
我想很多弟兄姐妹都很乐意做这些事。
These are things that we are all very willing to do.
做得非常不但是勤快认真的。而且很有表现。
Very often I see people do this diligently in the church.
可是我要跟诸位提醒。
But I want to remind you.
读经呢，不是要读那个文字跟那个句，不是字句，不是文字。
We read the Bible scripture not just to read the words in there.
我们今天翻译都发生问题。其实圣经呢，不需要翻译的。
That's why translation of the Bible is being very difficult.
因为听不懂，这个神的话进到我的心里面去以后，它会发生作用。
Because when the word comes into us, it will affect on us.
它不是种子吗？种子要生长，它就会发出来那个，让我知道这一节圣经是什么意思。
The word of God is just like a seed. Once it enters you, it will grow.
这就是保罗。如保罗所说的，他们是靠着心。
然后拜托。
今天他在仰望人的时候，实际上不是这个意思。不光光是你，经历就是那个字真正的意思。神要我知道，从那个字句里面能够知道什么，他会自己在里面发动，让我知道什么。所以读经要读到那个经。
To study the Bible to have the world within us and the world will have its effect on us.
祷告的话。
And to pray.
我们现在、讲得不好听了，有很多人的祷告他是胡思乱想。
Very often we pray whatever we like to do to say.
什么是不是胡思乱想？是正想，正直的想。这个正想是正就是神主，是主想我要这么祷告，我就这么祷告，这才是正想。
to pray, to pray for God, what not to pray?
刚才不是讲那个要有关系吗？
你就说说 about relationship with God。
诸位想想看，我们做父母的也好，我们做儿女的也好，常常会在电话里面讲一些对方根本就不认为是对的，或者是不想听的话，我还是照讲不。
Very often we have an experience of talking on the phone to the person or the thing that he
doesn't want to hear.
We all have that experience.
所以祷告不是这样祷告。
The prayer should not be like that.
那么祷告要怎么？祷告是不能够异想天开呀，一定是要真正的这个有告，据实有告。
Prayer should not be whatever you imagine to say, but it should be.
好，这个崇拜呀，也不是行礼如仪。
Also, to worship is just a
kind of 发自内心的崇敬。
To worship is something come out from within.
侍奉啊，也不是虚应故事。
To serve is not just to do things.
要一定要侍奉，那么服侍呢，更要有实效。
And also, we want to serve with effectiveness.
服侍要不要称心？
Not just do it for show.
我想，那么我们因为后面还有关于这个里面的这个。奥秘还会讲得更深一点，今天这个我不知道是不是那么讲得清楚，不清楚的话呢，诸位也可以利用你们的这个礼拜之后的时间来一一的来这个考提出问题。
Yeah, this mystery of our life is indeed difficult to explain. But later on, we're going to have a question and answer session for the Bible study time. About Bible study, 成人组织学，我们会有question and answer session.
好，那么我们做个祷告。
可以，可以。
主啊，我们感谢。
Father, we thank you.
你把你的话语，
你给我们有
不单是放在圣经的，
然后你不仅的文
字里，而且你把它能够像种子一样种在我们弟兄姐妹的心中，
有时候 planting like a seed in our heart，
使得这些种子它会一天一天的生长，
so that these seed will grow，
结出你所要看见的果子，
to bear the fruit that you want to us，
使得我们每一位弟兄姐妹在你面前不但是有成就，
so that we can be effective，
有奖赏，
we can receive award，
而且啊可以成为啊这个世界改变这个世界人心的这个很有意义很有价值的工程。
So that we can do the work of changing the world for you.
我们今天祷告是奉耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray all in Jesus' name.
Amen.